over their faces and everything. I'm sorry, it's really hard to talk. I'm live on Full Set, Allison Keys, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Allison, please stay in touch with the desk. You know, like so many thousands of people in the area worried about loved ones, our reporters have been heading to the scene and then that collapse, and we're grateful when we hear from each one that they're okay. Allison Keys and Sean Adams checking in from the area inside that smoke, trying to breathe and run at the same time. 50,000 people work at the World Trade Center. Hopefully, many of them got a chance to leave the building safely during the hour or so after the North Tower was first hit by the plane. It was, what would you say, roughly an hour before the building apparently collapsed.
It all started at about 10 minutes of 9. The first tower was hit by a plane. About 18 minutes later, a second tower was hit by a second plane. Of course, we're talking 9 o'clock in the morning. Office staffs are on their way in. The building is likely to be humming with activity at that time. We don't really have much word about injuries, except we do know there have been fatalities. People were seen falling from the buildings, from the towers. And now, of course, one of the towers has absolutely collapsed right at the site. Tom Kaminsky is in Chopper 880, keeping an eye on things for us, or at Chopper 880. Are you allowed to fly now?
We are absolutely not allowed to fly at this point. Flying around here that we have seen some emergency aircraft that are making their way in. We are not allowed to operate this aircraft at all, and we don't know at this point for how long. And the upshot of the new information that we have is that all non-essential travel is being banned. In other words, there there's no one allowed at the Port Authority crossings. Jeff had asked earlier, were people being allowed to leave? Currently, they are not. There is no one allowed at the Port Authority crossings, no one into or out of Manhattan from any conceivable direction. The subways, at this point, all service has been entirely suspended until the officials can get a handle on what the degree of service can actually and safely be used. At the airports, planes being allowed to land or depart. There is a full stop at all of the airports across the United States of America, and because of that, obviously, severe restrictions and delays on air travel around the globe today. So at this point, about the only advice that I can offer from our vantage point is that if you are in a spot that is safe, stay there, at least for the time being, until this situation gets to one degree or another straightened out. Jeff, Pat?
We keep thinking it can't get worse, and then something else happens. First, the explosion at 8:45. Then about 9:05, the second explosion at the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Following that, the explosion at the Pentagon caused by a large plane going in. And now, at 9:50, the North Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed. The site where it once stood is now leveled. That symbol of New York City, gone.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is on the ground for us at Chelsea Piers.
All right, let's start out and say that it was the South Tower that actually collapsed. We've got a good look of the North Tower from here at Chelsea Piers, and it looks like perhaps the top, 20 or 30 floors just totally, completely blackened. There is still thick, gray smoke that is just pouring out of this. You can hear the emergency vehicles going by. They have been doing this for the last probably 30 minutes. It would seem that every possible available piece of equipment that they dare send downtown, they are doing. Again, the equipment, mostly fire engines, but also unmarked police cars have been flying down the West Side Highway. There are folks who were watching through binoculars when they just saw a huge explosion in the corner of the South Tower and then just debris flying. Now, understand from Chelsea Piers, you can only see the left edge of that South Tower through the North Tower. Now, looking at the North Tower, where that plane went in, apparently, at the very top of the building, we can see flames still shooting out from the right side of this North Tower. And maybe 10 floors below, on the far left edge, you can see flames on the inside of the building. So maybe 20 floors from the top on the right edge, flames shooting out the right side of that building. And on the left edge, maybe 10 floors down from there, the flames aren't shooting out. But having looked through binoculars, you can see that there is a pretty tremendous fire inside. And now, actually, with the naked eye, we can see probably two or three floors below that, the orange glow of what appears to be a fire. There is one helicopter flying up above, and just a minute ago, we looked at what appeared to be a military plane circling from down by the World Trade Center, heading up toward the Empire State Building, and then circling back a military plane circling back down the Hudson River back toward the World Trade Center. It appeared to be a military plane. A couple of people here identified it definitively as a military plane, but based on the shape of the wings, it certainly appeared that was the case. So people just flooding up from downtown. They're leaving their jobs at World Financial.
There's Peter Haskell.
Live at Chelsea Piers. Peter Haskell at a UCBS 880.
You know, after the first hour, after this happened, we didn't hear that sound in the background so much, but it is reassuring to hear the police sirens.
Yeah.
But with all the traffic and the commuters having a normal work day on a Tuesday, it was hard to get anything going. But now the streets have been cleared. In fact, closed. All non-essential traffic in Manhattan is completely banned.
WCBS News Time 10:13.
Breaking news on WCBS 880. Right here, right now.
I'm Pat Carroll.
I'm Jeff Kaplan, and this is the most horrific terrorist attack in the history of the United States.
Just moments ago, one of the World Trade Center towers collapsed. It is gone. A plane had crashed into the tower earlier this morning near the top. Another plane crashed into the other tower, which remains standing, and a plane a little while later crashed into the Pentagon.
The FAA has shut down all aircraft takeoffs nationwide at major airports. The White House has been evacuated following some kind of terror threat there, according to the Secret Service. The president is now airborne. He's on a 747, perhaps, we believe, Air Force One. We don't know if he's coming to Washington or if they're simply keeping him in the air.
The Capitol building has also been evacuated, of course, as has the Pentagon in Washington. One of the planes that crashed into the Trade Center here in Manhattan had been hijacked after takeoff from Boston. That word was from a source with the FBI. Bridges and tunnels into Manhattan are closed. The city subway system, as we've been telling you, is shut down. Trading on Wall Street has been halted, but WCBS has just learned that all New York City schools are open today, with the exception of three high schools, which are downtown, and they have been evacuated too close to where everything's going on.
Even before the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed, we were hearing stories of bedlam in the streets, people panicking, running from the scene. Lining up at payphones, Sean Adams had told us near City Hall, that far away, 50 people deep because cell phone transmissions weren't working. One of these towers is where most of the TV stations broadcast from in New York City. Their signals were interrupted for a time, as well as some FM radio stations.
And we want the attention of all New York City firefighters within the sound of our voices. A total recall is in effect. All firefighters and officers should report to duty. You are needed. All firefighters in New York City should report to duty. You are needed today.
WCBS producer Kelly Edwards was caught in that cloud of smoke when the tower collapsed into the ground just about 10 minutes ago. Kelly's joining us live. Where are you now? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm on 7th Avenue South. I'm about 10, 15 blocks north. I'm looking at the North Tower, still heavy smoke coming out of it. Some of the smoke on the side is now beginning to clear, and I see blue sky behind it. I do not see any South Tower. Part of the South Tower is normally obscured by the North Tower from my vantage point, but I can tell you that I'm looking at blue sky where I was looking at the South Tower of the World Trade Center. I can tell you the reaction on the street. There are people sobbing. There are people frantically trying to dial their cell phones. Many of them don't know that service has been cut off. Everybody is sharing what little information they have with each other. For some reason, as far away as we are, people are walking south. People are walking toward this disaster. But I can tell you that people are very, very frightened. They are trembling. I did talk to one eyewitness who saw the first plane go into the North Tower. She said it was clearly a commercial airline. And as she watched it, before it actually hit the tower, she said it sputtered. It sounded like it was having engine trouble. It did not occur to her that this might be a terrorist attack. She assumed that it was a plane going out of control, losing its engines. She said it was making a lot of loud rumbling noises before it even hit the tower.
All right, thank you. Kelly Edwards reporting live from downtown, where so many thousands and thousands of people are waiting to hear the fate of the loved ones after the World Trade Center South Tower completely collapsed, the North in flames. Here's what we do know about the apparent hijackings of these jetliners that crashed into the buildings. One of the planes was hijacked out of Boston, according to FAA sources. And now we're learning that another source, speaking on a condition of anonymity, says that second plane was flown out of Newark.
WCBS reporter Allison Keys nearly got hit by the falling debris just a little while ago after the collapse of that one tower about 15 minutes ago, and she joins us live now on the line. Allison, what's going on now?
I'm standing at the corner of Fulton and Dutch, where it is clear just about enough for you to see the sky. There is an inch of dust or dirt on the ground. People are walking down the street coughing. Everybody is covered with soot. I have not seen that many injured people, but frankly, I haven't had the nerve to go too much back near that building. It was a really terrifying scene. We were all standing watching people come out of the building fairly calmly when all of a sudden there was a huge rumbling and everybody turned around and ran for their lives. You could hear the building falling behind you, and the street and the dirt from the building was like a giant cloud in the street. It was like being in the middle of a nuclear war. I was standing in the middle of the street. You couldn't see. There was so much dirt. Debris was falling all over that. Prior to that, as the top of the building was burning, there were bodies falling from the building. It's a really horrible scene here.
All right. Allison Keys, live from Lower Manhattan, where it is a hazardous place for reporters as well, and trying to collect herself a little bit after a very close call. Somebody else who was very, very close when the building collapsed right across the street, in fact, Mary Gay Taylor.
We're glad to know you're okay. We were worried about you for the last half hour or so.
I was a little worried myself. You could see the explosion, and everybody ran, and it was like time stood still. I realized I couldn't get out of range, so I got under an EMS truck.
You okay to spend a moment and tell us exactly what you saw? I mean, you were at the Millennium Hotel right across the street from the World Trade Center when the building collapsed.
They had just told us to get out. It wasn't safe, but they had people sitting in chairs around there, so, you know. And I was standing there and saw the thing go up and heard it. So I ran like everyone, but I couldn't get far enough, so I ducked under a EMS truck bumper. And stuff started raining down on us, and it was pitch black. And I began to get covered up, so I couldn't breathe, so I backed out a little bit and tried to spit the stuff out. Well, after a while, it stopped coming down, and there was an EMS lieutenant there, and he had a flashlight. I kept saying, why can't I see? It was pitch black. I thought my eyes had been blinded, and it was dark. It was still coming down. So they helped us. Everybody has it in their eyes and their throat and their mouth, but I'm just glad I wasn't buried alive there. They let us out of there. They had to sacrifice my tape recorder. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's quite all right. We got you back.
What kind of debris was falling?
Was it soot?
It's like asbestos. It's tan. It's like sand. It's like we're in the desert.
Well, we're thinking that this whole building came down. It had to have gone somewhere.
Well, it's on the streets everywhere. Everyone's got handkerchiefs over their eyes. They took us to an O-bone pan where it was made into like a little emergency center, and they poured water on us and on the rescue workers, too, and all the EMS workers. And they're just in there coughing and sputtering and trying to get the stuff out. And FBI workers are trying to help people on the street there. They said, are you all right, ma'am, as I'm walking back here to City Hall? All the gates are locked to City Hall Park. They've buttoned it down here. You could only get in at the main entrance with ID.
That would be the full terrorist alert for the city,
yes.
I guess.
I'm trying to find out where the mayor is and where he's going to do whatever he's going to do.
Well, take a breath and take a moment. We're just like anybody else.
Breaking
we want to know you're all right.
On WCBS 880, right here, right now.
We don't know if this is simply rumor, and the way people talk when something like this happens, it is certainly not fact at this point. The State Department's been evacuated because of a possible explosion and fire there in Washington. A senior government official speaking anonymously said the incident appeared to be connected with all the plane crashes, the two here at the World Trade Center, the one at the Pentagon. According to the source, a quote here from the Associated Press, something has happened to the State Department. We don't know what yet. We hear that it might have been a plane. Stay with us for the very latest on that angle. There are fresh developments moment by moment here in New York City.
You're listening to WCBS continuing live team coverage of a disaster this morning. Two planes into the World Trade Center Tower, another into the Pentagon, and perhaps more problems at the State Department. We have 50 to 100 critical patients at St. Vincent's Hospital at this time here in New York City. There were bodies seen falling from the towers sometime after the crash of a plane into each of them and the resulting fire and smoke. And then, of course, about 20 minutes ago, the collapse of one of those towers, and there likely were more fatalities and casualties. A couple of our reporters really had close calls because they were nearby when it all happened. You just listened to WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor. We're going now to CBS 2 for some more coverage from the scene.
They're scrambling jet fighters out of local military
air. Michael, we'll come back to you in just a couple of moments. I hate to interrupt you. Let's go to Cindy Hsu, who's in the newsroom. She's got a further update. Cindy?
Okay, Michael, we have information from the Pentagon evacuation. General Richard Myers, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that prior to the crash into the Pentagon, military officials had been notified that another hijacked plane had been heading from New York area to Washington, and that's according to the AP. Also, we were talking about the State Department being evacuated, and it is because of a possible explosion or fire there. We're trying to get more information. And then locally here, we're hearing from Beekman Hospital that everyone has been called in, administrative, doctors, nurses, and that they are getting
again, we should mention here at WCBS 880 that all members of the New York City Fire Department have been called to duty. It's a total recall. You're expected to call in and get to work to help in this situation.
23 after 10 on WCBS, and our reporter Sean Adams, who has been checking in with us all morning, now at Church and Walker.
That's right. We've had to track north to get away from that cloud of dust and smoke and debris that has totally enveloped all of lower Manhattan. What we can tell you is the critical thing. Hello? You still there?
We're still with you. Go ahead.
The critical thing for people to do right now, if you are in lower Manhattan, move north slowly and orderly. Police are trying to move you north. They need the streets clear for emergency vehicles. There's an emergency vehicle racing up Church Street right now. People who are gawking and onlooking, you really need just to get out of the area. We heard jets roaring overhead a short while ago. What we saw when the building came down, all I saw was the initial start of it. It was a thunderous boom. I was on Church and Park. I gazed up, and right where the building had been slashed on either side, where the corner had basically been broken, that's where it started to break, and everything started to come down. And after that, I didn't see a thing. I ran. Everyone just evacuated the area. People were tripping over one another. Shoes were left in the street. And now there's a giant police vehicle moving across Church Street. You need to keep the streets clear, folks. You have to get out of this area. Track north. There are no trains running through this area. It's a scene that's still developing. It is a fluid scene, and people need to realize they need to get out of here.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
We have new information for you about the State Department.
At the State Department, we mentioned a moment ago that something had happened there in Washington. A car bomb has exploded outside the State Department, according to a senior law enforcement official in the nation's capital. That building is being evacuated, the Capitol, the White House, and more in Washington, D.C., the Treasury Department, and we have a new evacuation to tell you about here in New York City.
The United Nations is being evacuated. There will not be anything going on there today. They want to seal that off, as well as Mary Gay Taylor told us that City Hall was pretty much locked up tight. Only one way in and only with ID. You can't get in or out of the city right now, especially Manhattan. The tunnels and the bridges are all blocked off, and the subway as well. This is the worst terror attack in U.S. history. The South Tower of the World Trade Center is gone, collapsing after a plane crashed into it, while the other tower is still burning, also hit by a plane, and another plane, as we've told you, has crashed into the Pentagon.
The huge question is, what has happened to the people inside those buildings? How many of them had a chance to get out during that 50 minutes or so after the building was first hit by a plane and before the collapse? Another concern is for children. Certainly everybody, there's this early rush hour going on, but where can you go? What with the tunnels and the bridges all closed down in New York City on a full terrorist alert. About the kids, city schools are remaining open except for three high schools downtown that have been evacuated. Leadership and Public Service, Economics and Finance, and Murray Bergtraum. Only parents can pick up their children. All the kids are being kept inside. There is heightened security as well for the kids at all schools. Kids who have been evacuated from nearby school buildings have all been sent home.
New York City is on full terror alert. We heard an awful lot about this at the eve of the millennium, and now we're getting the experience of it. Officials believe the plane that hit the Pentagon had flown out of the New York area. One of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center had been hijacked after takeoff from Boston, and there is some word. Sources say the other plane may have flown out of Newark. The FAA has grounded all aircraft at major airports nationwide. City subway system is shut down. Trading on Wall Street is halted. Bridges and tunnels into Manhattan are closed.
WCBS News Time 1026. I'm Jeff Kaplan.
I'm Pat Carroll.
Breaking news on WCBS 880. Right here, right now.
State Department sources are confirming that it was a car bomb that exploded outside the State Department building in Washington. This is the fourth attack that we know of today. The first two taking place here in New York City. Two planes hitting the two towers of the World Trade Center. Well, we don't know if there was a third attack. We do know the South Tower completely collapsed. The spot where half of the World Trade Center Twin Towers once stood is now just a big empty space and a huge plume of smoke.
We're getting some word now. We had said one of the planes that crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center had come from Boston, had been hijacked. Well, now there is some word that it was an American Airlines plane, Flight 11, from Boston to L.A. And, of course, we have just learned that there was a car bombing outside the State Department in Washington. A plane also crashed into the Pentagon earlier this morning. The White House, the Capitol building, the State Department, the Pentagon, all being evacuated in Washington. And the president is not in Washington. He is safely, we believe, in the air right now on Air Force One. When it all happened, he was on the ground in Florida.
For a time, we were worrying about WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor, who was right across from the World Trade Center towers when the South Tower collapsed. We've gotten a hold of her. She's okay. Her tape recorder is gone, but that's no small matter. She's joining us live from the safety of City Hall now.
Yes, so the whole of downtown is just covered with sand. It looks like the desert. It's about an inch deep on the pieces of building. You could see the explosion. You could hear the explosion, and you had time to run a little before it hit, and you just realized you weren't going to make it. So I got under a truck, under an EMS truck, and boy, are you glad to see those emergency workers.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
The first one and now the other one.
The second tower of the World Trade Center has just completely collapsed. We're looking outside our window. Frank, could you lean in for a second? You can see it out there if we can bring you up on the mic. Frank Lanz is joining us. He's looking out the window
all
right
you can
here.
See, we had a beautiful vantage point, Jeff, of the World Trade Center. Right now, all you have is smoke. It's just astonishing. People in the newsroom crying, hugging each other. What a scene today. I'm shaking. I mean, it's just horrifying. The second tower just came crumbling down as we were sitting out at the desk, and it's just a horrifying scene.
We look to the timing. It is 30 minutes to the second since the first tower came down. Kelly Edwards, our producer, who has been near the scene all morning long, saw the second tower come down just a brief moment ago. What it looked like, apparently like a waterfall, like Niagara Falls, but it was smoke and debris. Kelly.
Yes, that second tower came down a lot faster than the first one. The first one, the side peeled off, and the second one, I was talking to my sister to let her know I was okay, and at that very moment I said, I have to go. I am watching the second one crumble. What happened was that the whole upper part, probably 20 stories worth, which was black with smoke already at that point, and a seam of flames around the entire building just collapsed, and that forced the lower part of the building, probably 80 stories, to collapse underneath of it. The entire collapse probably took about 7 or 8 seconds. As it was all falling, you could see what looked like steel pillars or cement pillars rising up into the air and falling with the entire weight of the building. Right
now,
I'm looking at
blue sky. Feeling.
It's a very sickening feeling. The word here is, oh my God. That's what everybody here is saying. People are freaked out. The smoke is starting to move to the east right now. And once again, I'm looking at blue sky, where there used to be two very tall buildings.
And to add to the horror, we have word that there were a couple of people trapped in that tower before it went down.
WCBS News Time 10:31. It's been about all of a minute and a half since the second tower of the World Trade Center completely collapsed. Not the thick plume of smoke we saw the first time that enveloped the building. We couldn't tell what had happened. WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
I got Sean.
Okay.
Here we go. Sean, you
live.
Saw it happen?
I did indeed. I was on Church Street and I was trying to help a gentleman who was caught in the first collapse. He was covered in white dust. And then all of a sudden we heard a rumble. We looked up. There was an enormous plume of black smoke billowing up above the tower. And then all of a sudden a roar. And it came down. And it didn't come down in one piece like the other one seemed to do at the top. It just crumbled. It was like a house of cards. Bits of metal and debris just started to rain upwards and then downwards. There was smoke, and then there was basically a tidal wave of dust and smoke that started to just run its course up Church Street, and it's slowly making its way up this way now. Both towers are gone.
We're seeing chilling CBS video looking from New Jersey across the Statue of Liberty and beyond that. It looks like any war zone you might have seen out of World War II or Vietnam or Korea or the Persian Gulf War. Lower Manhattan completely enveloped in smoke that is blowing off toward Brooklyn.
The skyline will never look as you remembered it again. Here is Peter Haskell now live joining us, our reporter from a command center in Lower Manhattan.
Well, actually, we're over at Chelsea Piers, Pat, and ironically, we watched the flames starting to move lower on that building, but because of the cell phone problems, I ran inside to a Chelsea Piers office and did not see that. But what I will do is, if you have a second, I'll play a piece of tape of a woman who was looking through binoculars as the South Tower went down. Do you want me to take the time to play a little of that?
Sure,
right now?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is a woman who was looking through binoculars when that first the South Tower went down.
Since we're seeing it from the north, then I couldn't see exactly what happened, but I was watching a black from the South Tower, the edge that you could see. I was watching flames and something very dark black that looked more solid than smoke on the left-hand side, a little bit below where the damage is on the North Tower here. And then suddenly there was just a tremendous big wave.
Allison Keyes can barely hear us, our WCBS reporter who is down at the scene. It's good to hear from you after that second tower collapse. What are you seeing where you are?
Right now I'm standing inside of a building because you absolutely cannot see anything outside. Once again, you heard the terrible rumble and police and fire, and everybody started running towards City Hall. I'm in a building 15-something Broadway, about two blocks from World Trade Center. I can't see anything at all outside. It is completely pitch black with smoke. For the second time, people in the building here are panicked, but we're all okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Allison. We'll hear from you again shortly. We've been wondering about what happened to the wounded, those people hurt, and certainly 50,000 people work in those two towers. We know that 50 to 100 people were in critical condition at St. Vincent's, and we're hearing more now.
Now we go live to Bellevue, where WCBS reporter Kathy Carpen is standing by.
Well, it sounds like we've lost Kathy. You know, communications are very hard this morning.
Cell phones are not working. People are having to use pay phones, and then you got to put another quarter
in. And then anecdotally, we're hearing from people in New Jersey via computer that they can't get phone lines into Manhattan. Certainly, it must be hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions all over the country, checking on loved ones here after seeing this play out and hearing it on the radio.
All right, let's try again for Kathy Carpen.
Yes, I'm here.
At Bellevue.
Yes, I'm here at Bellevue, where I'm told this is the largest emergency room in the city. They're preparing to receive of injured people here. They're setting up triage units inside and out. They're clearing all the available beds. They're discharging all the people that they want to leave so that the injured can be cared for. They've called in all available doctors and nurses. They're in external disaster mode. I'm told every hospital in the city is in external disaster mode, preparing to receive hundreds of patients. They have closed the FDR drive. I could not get below 14th Street, but you continually see ambulances and emergency vehicles from as far as Montgomery County, from all over the region. They are shooting down to Lower Manhattan. This is Kathy Carpen at Bellevue.
We're just getting word that the evacuations have spread to Newark now, the Rodino Federal Building, the adjacent federal courthouses in Newark. They've been closed. Workers have begun leaving those buildings. The UN's been evacuated. Certainly, there is no one who is staying at work in Lower Manhattan. The main goal of anybody in Lower Manhattan this morning is to simply escape.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell back with us from Chelsea Piers.
Pat, what we have seen probably for the last hour or so, people flooding up along the West Side Highway, that new pedestrian walkway. Those folks work in Lower Manhattan, and basically they were all sent home. A lot of the folks were aware of that first plane crash hitting the building, so they were looking out the window when they saw the second plane hit. And now many of them are thankful that they're safe, but wondering how they're going to get home, regardless of where they live, whether it's New Jersey or Westchester or Long Island. We spoke to one man who was saw the second plane hit and was here at Chelsea Piers, having walked uptown.
Approaching at Wealth Financial Center, and we saw parts of the plane come down. So everyone immediately knew that the top of World Trade Center blew up. So we were only 20 floors up, so we ran down 20 floors. And then we were all standing down below trying to figure out what happened. So then the second plane hit, and we all know it was a terrorist attack, so everyone just started, running away. It was ridiculous.
Where were people running to?
They were every direction. It was a mess.
it was a mess. A lot of people also saying that it was not chaotic, but certainly people were unnerved. Folks not even grabbing anything, just getting out of the building as quickly as they can. The buildings were evacuated, or people were told to leave after that second plane hit, and folks have just been trying to get out of there. And as I say, we've seen a very steady stream of folks walking uptown just trying to get out of there. Many of them wondering how they're going to get home, but very, very thankful that they are alive to talk about this. And obviously, since we've spoken to that gentleman, the two buildings have collapsed. The skyline has been altered forever, and folks are wondering what tomorrow will bring. Reporting live at Chelsea Piers, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.
You're listening to live continuing team coverage on WCBS 880.
President Bush boarded Air Force One at about 9:30 an hour ago, right after, the Pentagon was hit by a jetliner that flew into the building. We don't know the situation inside that building either. Much like New York, we don't know the status of the injured. Those who might have been killed inside the World Trade Center, where both towers were leveled, they collapsed within the past 40 minutes, one at 9:59, one precisely 30 minutes later at 10:29 this morning.
We do know there have been fatalities. People were reporting to us, eyewitnesses, that they saw bodies falling from the towers this morning. And we know that a few people at least were trapped inside at least one of the towers before it collapsed, unable to get out.
Lower Manhattan's completely enveloped in smoke, and the simple goal of anyone down there is to get to safety. Emergency crews still trying to get to the scene. Anytime we speak with one of our reporters, you hear the sirens going off in the background, the cacophony of sirens. In Washington, a remarkable scene being played out. We were mentioning President Bush got aboard Air Force One. We don't know if he's bound for Washington or simply staying up in the air. The White House has been completely evacuated, and at this moment, security guards are brandishing automatic weapons outside the president's residence in Washington.
WCBS has deployed reporters throughout the area to try and give us a picture of what's going on, and now we speak to another of them. Sean Adams, live on Church Street.
I'm on Church Street, and I just want to let you know, I spoke with a gentleman. His name is Robert Mansfield. He's from Rockland County. He just wants his family to know that he's all right. I'm standing next to him. Robert Mansfield from Rockland County is all right. He is covered completely in this thick dust and this debris and soot. He's now walking away. He told me what happened. He was on a floor in the 80s when the plane crashed. They were knocked to the ground. It was pitch black. They made their way down the stairs in the dark. They got to a door that was locked. They had to force their way out. He said there were people behind them. He's not even sure if they got out. He was in the vicinity then when the tower came down. He made his way this far north. Now he just continues to walk. He's going up the Canal Street, but he is all right. What we can see right now, the Manhattan skyline, it looks like something that we haven't seen in 30 years. There is nothing towering and dominating the skyline down there now except a giant cloud of smoke and dust and debris. The towers are gone. The words cannot describe it except to say that the towers are gone. Church Street is littered with people still lingering, looking, watching. They don't know what to do. Some people are down on their knees praying. Many people are crying. People are dialing their cell phones in vain. Their cell phones are not working. People are cursing whoever could have done this. One man said to me that this is worse than Pearl Harbor.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
We don't even know how many incidents this now makes, but a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania. This would be in or near Pittsburgh. This is the first sketchy word. This is according to officials at Somerset County Airport. This is not Somerset, New Jersey. We're talking about Somerset County in western Pennsylvania. We don't know what kind of plane. We don't know exactly where it might have crashed or if it crashed into anything. We do know that part of the Pentagon building has collapsed after the attack there, after what appeared to have been an American Airlines jet smashed into one side of the five-sided building.
We've told you about evacuations in Washington, the White House, the Capitol, the Pentagon, the State Department. We've also told you the United Nations is evacuated and three high schools in Lower Manhattan. Well, now City Hall is being evacuated as well. Earlier, our reporter Mary Gay Taylor made her way there from the scene of the collapsing of those two towers of the World Trade Center and said it wasn't easy to get into City Hall. It was pretty locked down. And now we have something else to tell you.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
We're just getting word that primary day in New York has been canceled. Now, that's all we know. We don't know if that's the state of New York or the city of New York. We presume that primary day in New York has been canceled statewide. We hope to bring you more information within a few seconds.
It's obviously not easy for people to get around in Manhattan, particularly right now, so they're not going to try to get to a voting booth, and officials are needed for other matters on a day like this. Primary day is canceled. It'll have to be rescheduled.
Can we bring you up to speed on what we know here at WCBS? I'm Jeff Kaplan.
Good morning. I'm Pat Carroll. It's 10:41, Tuesday morning, the 11th of September, the day of the worst terror attack in U.S. history.
The South Tower of the World Trade Center is gone, followed quickly thereafter by 30 minutes by the North Tower. A plane crashed into the Pentagon this morning. About 40 minutes after that, a car bomb has exploded outside the State Department. It's being evacuated. And moments ago, we received word of a large plane crash outside Pittsburgh or in Pittsburgh, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
The president is not at the White House. He is in the air, we presume, still on his way back from Florida, where he was when this all happened. The United Nations has been evacuated. We've just learned City Hall has been evacuated. The FAA has grounded all other aircraft at major airports nationwide.
Here's what we know about the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. According to sources, one was a plane, Flight 11, from Boston to Los Angeles. It was supposed to go to Los Angeles, was hijacked, and flew into the World Trade Center. The other plane, according to officials on the condition of anonymity, say that the second plane that flew into the World Trade Center flew out of Newark this morning.
We have reporters deployed throughout Lower Manhattan trying to get a handle on what's going on for us at hospitals and near as they can get to the World Trade Center complex and what's left of the rubble there. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is at Chelsea Piers talking to people about what's going on.
And Pat, we've had a straight look down the West Side Highway at the World Trade Center. And interestingly, in that North Tower, which was the second of the two to go down, there was a large fire, perhaps 10 floors from the top. You could see flames shooting out the right side of the building. And then we also saw flames maybe 10 floors down on the left side of the building. As time went on, each row across the floor of windows, or what you could see, getting more and more charred, more floors getting charred, more flames that you could see across an entire row. This is with a naked eye, let alone with binoculars, which we had a look. Just flames across a whole row, across the entire floor, through all the windows, just the orange you can see glowing from the inside. One floor, and we probably saw maybe 10 or so floors burn before that explosion went off and the building disappeared. We've seen folks walking up. One woman we spoke to had the day off today. She works a handful of blocks north of the World Trade Center. She was pretty much gasping for breath, just so overcome by the emotion. Two things. One, the fact that she had the day off today, and two, so many people that she knows who she has worked with for years, she's concerned about them and worried about what their fate might be. It has just been unbelievable to see so many folks just flooding up from World Financial Center. That place emptied after that initial explosion, after the second plane went in. People just charging their way up. Most of them seeming calm, but certainly a lot of them choked up. Some people crying, a lot of people crying. Everyone trying to make phone calls to call people who might care about them and let them know that they're all right. And we are still seeing people walking up the West Side Highway looks like just taking a walk on a nice, bright, sunny day, which it is, but so many of them obviously concerned about what happened and not knowing what tomorrow will bring.
We wish that here at WCBS 880 we could give you more information about the people who were at the World Trade Center before and, well, at the same time that both towers collapsed, but information is sketchy at best. All we've heard is that they're ready at Bellevue for a huge influx of the injured. St. Vincent's Hospital has 50 to 100 critically injured people.
We've heard the Pentagon is monitoring the possibility of another terrorist event. We're keeping you on top of that as more word trickles in. Meanwhile, let's go back downtown and WCBS reporter Allison Keyes.
I'm standing in a 33-story building right across the street from City Hall. It looks like a war zone outside. There's so much smoke. Once again, you can barely see the sky. There's like a foot of debris on the wall. Police and fire officials are walking around with masks over their face. There are people outside in ambulances, cuts and bruises. I mean, there are rocks in the middle of the streets here. It's an absolute disaster area. The people in the building I'm in appear to be okay. We've got the doors taped, but there's still so much smoke in the lobby. It's not easy to see here, and it's worse outside. It looks like a nuclear bomb went off.
Do you see the debris? We were hearing the reports of sand, like an inch thick on the ground.
It's more than an inch thick now, Jeff. It's like 3 inches thick. It's a horrible, gritty, insidious thing that's all in people's clothes. It's difficult to breathe.
You hear what my voice sounds like.
All right, take a breath for a moment. We're going to go to City Hall, WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor. Everybody was evacuated, we thought, Mary Gay.
Yes, except for the police and the emergency workers here. But when the last explosion went off, they hustled me back in so I wouldn't have to breathe in any more of that stuff that Allison was talking about. They said, go north. That's the direction. They said a day that two World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon is not a good day. They've got the gates barred here. And earlier, as I mentioned, I was huddled under a truck, an EMS truck, when the tower, I guess it was Tower 2, came down. It's just incredible that when it came down, it was black afterwards. You had to have a flashlight to see. It was pitch black, and then the dust, and then the dust is still swirling all around downtown Manhattan.
Being down there, did you see what the fate of the people around you? Because you quickly were smart enough or lucky enough to duck underneath a truck. Were other people that fortunate?
I couldn't see at all. I know there were two emergency workers. They grabbed me, and there were two other people underneath that truck. And they let us out, all of everybody coughing and wheezing. And I couldn't even see around me. But I know that they had an area, like a MASH area, for the injured people right next to where I was. So I don't know what happened to all those injured people. Were injured again, I suppose. It must have come down on all of them.
Lower Manhattan is swarming with rescue workers, as Mary Gay encountered. We're seeing video of firefighters milling around, some of them with masks over their faces. Apparently, they're trying to avoid breathing in some of that dust and sand that Mary Gay has spoken of. WCBS News Time, 1048.
And we have more about Pittsburgh. A large plane crashed this morning after all these other explosions we've been telling you about. The two World Trade Center tower collapses. The Pentagon, part of the building, collapsed. The car bomb outside the State Department. Then a large plane crashed about 80 miles outside Pittsburgh. It's believed that this plane is a Boeing 767. It crashed just about 10 o'clock this morning, 8 miles east of Jennerstown. That's in Somerset County. We stress Somerset County, Pennsylvania, not New Jersey. WCBS News Time, 1048. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has been with this radio station for years reporting on New York City, and certainly he was a major part of our coverage of the blast in 1993 at the World Trade Center. Rich?
Indeed, and we have to tell you that looking at the television pictures, listening to the amazing descriptions of our reporters on the radio, I'm brought to tears here. This is an attack the like of which we have never seen in America, and it just is amazing. I want to tell you a little background about the World Trade Center. Built in 1970, it's, of course, 220 floors, the two large towers. The complex is larger than that, but the two large towers we're talking about that everybody thinks about as the World Trade Center. It cost $1 billion to build. They went 70 feet down to bedrock there to build it, and it was designed in those days to take a full-fledged hit from a 707 aircraft. And that was because a bomber had hit the Empire State Building in 1945. So the architects of the World Trade Center designed it to take a hit from a 707, which was the state-of-the-art aircraft at that time, or coming up to that time. But obviously, they never, thought of possibly an airplane as large as the one that hit it. The possibility that there may have been explosives in an aircraft. And this is just a devastating result. Amazing. And thank you for keeping us so informed. It's just amazing to watch.
All right. Thank you, Rich Lamb. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again. Our reporters are all over the place trying to bring you the latest information about this disaster. You're listening to live team coverage here on WCBS 880. It's 10:50 in the morning.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
This is continuing coverage of the worst terror attack in U.S. history. It began at 8:45 8:45 this morning. The World Trade Center Twin Towers are completely gone.
Both towers have collapsed. They were each hit by separate planes earlier this morning near the top. Now nothing is left of them. Lower Manhattan is covered with smoke. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon this morning, a little while after the ones in New York City.
A large large plane crashed in western Pennsylvania, about 70 miles from Pittsburgh at Somerset County Airport. One must wonder, after all the other events of today, why this plane crashed into nothing in particular, simply crashing at an airport. You wonder if it had a mission of its own. But after the hijackings earlier this morning, there was a car bomb that exploded outside the State Department, which has been evacuated.
The White House, the Capitol, the Treasury Building, and many other government buildings in Washington have been evacuated. In fact, all federal offices in Washington are now being evacuated. President is not at the White House. President Bush is in the air. He was in Florida on made a statement about getting to the bottom of this terrorist act a little while ago this morning. He is now on his way back to Washington. Here in New York, there's no primary voting today. City Hall is evacuated. There's no Yankee game tonight. The United Nations is evacuated. Federal buildings closed and evacuated in Newark, New Jersey.
And in fact, all over New York City, federal buildings have been closed. Security has been increased at places like the State House in Trenton, New Jersey. Connecticut state buildings have been evacuated as a precaution. The FAA has grounded all aircraft flying out of major airports nationwide. And New York City, what was the term that was used earlier this morning? I start to forget. What did he call it? Some sort of security blanket. Basically, no one can fly over the New York City area, be that helicopter, small plane, large plane. The air corridors are sealed completely in the air. Sterilized. That was the term we had heard earlier this morning from Tom Kaminsky.
Children are being kept in city schools. They will only be allowed to leave if their parents come to get them. Let's go to Chris Majette now in the WCBS Traffic Center for more on what's closing.
Well, yeah, in terms of getting around town, you cannot get into and out of Manhattan from New Jersey. The three Hudson River crossings are closed. All of the East River bridges and tunnels are also shut down to traffic. What's interesting, I know for certain, at the outbound Holland Tunnel, usually if the tunnel needs to be closed for whatever reason, an accident or something inside the tunnel, they will set up some cones. There are actually two large Port Authority trucks blocking the entrance to that outbound Holland Tunnel to make sure that nothing gets inside that tube. But again, all the Hudson and East River bridges and tunnels completely closed at this moment in time.
All right, thanks a lot for the update, and we'll be checking back as the situation changes. All the subway service stopped cold all over New York City since about, what, quarter after 9 this morning?
It all started at about 10 minutes of 9 when the first plane flew into the first tower of the World Trade Center, bringing back memories of many people of 1993 when there was a bombing, of course, at the World Trade Center. And also, I think, some memories of the Oklahoma City bombing, because we're all thinking of terrorist acts in the United States. This is by far the worst in U.S. history in at least two places, possibly a third if this Pittsburgh crash is related in any way. This has all happened within the last couple of hours.
As you look at Lower Manhattan, there was this one shot on TV where you saw from New Jersey the Statue of Liberty, and off in the distance, there was the World Trade Center completely gone, smoke enveloping the entire region of Lower Manhattan. It looked like one of those paintings that you'd see from the Revolutionary War, of smoke coming from the waterfront. A chilling sight with thickening debris. You know, we've been discussing smoke billowing from where the World Trade Center was an hour ago. That could well be debris at this point rather than smoke. Small particles, somebody mentioned asbestos earlier, as well as chunks of paper flying into Brooklyn even.
WCBS News Time, 10:54. There are bound to be a lot of casualties, and WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is live at Chelsea Piers, which is a staging area for emergency vehicles.
Right. What we have right now is, I'll just count them, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, maybe a dozen or so ambulances that are pulled off on the side of the West Side Highway. They're all in the right lane, and this is a staging area. From what we understand, there is another one farther south at the Staten Island Ferry. That's what one of the EMT tells us. They are waiting for word whether or not they're ready to go down there and help out whoever they might be able to help out. Now, just to give you an idea of what we're looking at, and again, it's a straight shot down the West Side Highway. Perhaps an hour ago, we saw a dark black smoke coming out of the top of the North Tower. That tower is no longer here. The color of the smoke is much lighter now. It's like a gray ash smoke, and my guess is that this is just debris. When you have that much building collapsing like that, the debris, it seems like that plume is still heading skyward, and it just, it's one of the paradoxes, I guess, of this, is that it's a beautiful blue sky, it's a bright sunny day, and this gray ashen smoke or debris cloud just heading upwards. Now, we spoke just a few moments ago with a gentleman who was coming out of the subway when he witnessed essentially what was going on. And the first tower had already been hit by the plane, and when he got out of the subway, he knew, obviously, that something was amiss. We'll play a little bit of that tape.
Out of the subway,
about a block from the World Trade Center right after it happened. And I saw smoke pouring out of the building. And literally people falling out of the building.
People falling out of the building?
People falling out of the building.
And you were a block from there?
Yes.
So what did you do when you came out?
I headed towards my office, and there was a secondary explosion, and I just kept going. I just kept moving north.
So the subway stop you got out of was south of the World Trade Center?
It was north. It was a block north and a block east.
Horrible. All right, so you, after that second explosion, what did you do?
I moved north. I went north because I didn't know what was going to happen after that.
What was it like on the street?
It was horrible. People were crying. They were watching people fall out of the building. When that secondary explosion, occurred, everyone just ran north.
So that's a gentleman who came out of the subway. He started heading to work, ironically, after the second explosion. He took off, and he said it appeared people were actually jumping from the building to escape the fire. I asked him how high up they were. He said they were probably in the top quarter of the building, which means obviously 80 floors roughly. They did not have a fighting chance, but likely because of fear or panic, there were people jumping. You saw people falling from the building, and this cloud of smoke or debris is still billowing skyward. It is still heading up, even though it's been probably a half hour or so since that second tower collapsed. It is again an ash gray color, a large
cloud. All right, we're going to interrupt you now, Peter. Mayor Giuliani is speaking now.
Watched it and saw people jumping out of the World Trade Center.
He's speaking on New York One by phone.
Horrible, horrible situation. I think right now what we have to focus on is saving as many of the people as we can save at this point and trying to bring some order to this. And then maybe later on we'll have a better sense of the magnitude of it. We have a lot of police officers, a lot of firefighters, a lot of emergency personnel that were down there. And the thing to do now is to evacuate Lower Manhattan in an orderly way. Just get above Canal Street, and then this way we'll have the space and the room for the ambulances and everyone else to operate. We're going to try to get subways down into Lower Manhattan so that people can take the subway out. The subway, and we should have further information about that in a little while. That might help alleviate some of the pressure in Lower Manhattan. We've been in contact with the White House and asked them to secure the space around the city. They've been doing that for at least the last hour and a half. I've spoken to the governor several times, and the governor and I agree that the election today should be canceled.
Yes.
Mayor Giuliani,
the election, will as soon as we can, we'll figure out an alternative date for it, but we need all the police personnel and everything else.
First comments on New York One now.
The evacuation effort.
Absolutely. Mayor Giuliani, do you have any sense of what the status of the bunker is? Is it at all operational?
That is right in the middle of both the police department and that area is all cordoned off. We've moved city government to the firehouse in Greenwich Village. That's where I'm operating from right now, and we'll probably operate from a police facility in the area of Greenwich Village shortly.
Mayor Giuliani,
everything in Lower Manhattan, except for the people that are there for rescue efforts, has been removed. We removed everyone from City Hall. We removed everyone from the police department, other than the most necessary communications personnel. And we've moved up above Canal Street. And that's what we're urging everyone to do. We literally walked out and helped walk people out. And we're urging them all to get above Canal Street so that we have the fewest number of people down there possible and just those down there for the rescue effort.
Mayor Giuliani, what extent did we have as far as warning that this was happening? Was there any indication?
As far as I know, there was no warning. There was no one made a threat. There was no warning. When I communicated with the White House, they confirmed to me that the Pentagon had been attacked. I haven't even been able to see that. I see the shots right now of the World Trade Center, but I haven't seen what happened to the Pentagon.
Did the fire department have any warning that the structures of the two World Trade Center towers were compromised? Did they have some sense that they had to pull their people away from there?
We were actually in a building two blocks away when it crashed and had to evacuate the building, and for a while was stuck in it.
Mayor Giuliani speaking on the phone to New York One.
I can't tell you right now if they knew. And my recollection is when we were in the building, we probably had about a minute's notice, maybe 2 minutes.
I understand that there have been reports that the alleged hijackers communicated with the air traffic control at Logan Airport, indicating that a hijacking was in place. Have you heard any such thing?
I've heard that on the street, but I have not had that confirmed.
So there was no warning warning to New York?
There was no warning that we know of. I have the police commissioner here with me. We had no warning, correct? No, we had no warning of any kind until the first plane hit and then the second.
Mayor Giuliani, since we have New Yorkers listening and obviously their thoughts are with the people who are down there.
Urge them to remain calm, to remain at home, or to remain at their place of business unless they're in lower Manhattan. By that I mean south of Canal Street. If you're south of Canal Street, get out, walk, and walk slowly, carefully. There are plenty of police around, but just walk directly. If you can't figure out what else to do, just walk directly north. That'll get you out of the dangerous smoke area. It'll also do us a big favor. It'll open up those streets because we're going to be moving a large number of ambulances and emergency personnel in and out of there all day. I've talked to the governor. He is putting the National Guard on alert so that they can relieve our police officers and our firefighters later this afternoon. And we've asked the federal government for help from the urban search and rescue team. So right now, we're using all of our police and firefighters and emergency personnel to help the people down there. Later on, we're probably going to need reinforcements.
Mayor Giuliani, I realize that it must be more than a chaotic situation, particularly since the bunker has been compromised and cordoned off. But can you give us any sense? There are so many people watching now who must have loved ones down in that area and are concerned systematic...
My heart goes out to them. I've never seen anything like this. I was there from shortly after it happened and saw people jumping out of the World Trade Center. It's a horrible, horrible situation, and all that I can tell them is that every resource that we have is attempting to rescue as many people as possible, and the end result is going to be some horrendous number of lives lost. I don't think we know yet, but right now we have to just focus on saving as many people as possible.
Can you give us a sense of if there is in fact some system being implemented, what that system is, and where people are being taken?
People are triaging. People are being taken to every area hospital possible, even virtually within minutes.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
CBS News is reporting that a plane has crashed at Camp David, Maryland. Of course, that is the presidential retreat outside of Washington. WCBS reporter Mike Zirinax is live at LaGuardia Airport that has been locked down along with all the other major airports in the country.
That's right, Pat. All buildings here at LaGuardia Airport have been evacuated. Thousands of people just taken to the streets, taken to the exit ramps and the entrance ramps, walking out, just staring off into the distance in disbelief, not knowing what to do. They're, again, lining the entrances and the exits of the airports, just confused. They don't know what to do. Not enough buses, taxis, or limos to take them away. Many have elected to just simply walk away to nearby telephones and hotels, many of them in tears. They're gazing out of the smoke-filled sky toward Manhattan, just in disbelief, gazing out at where the World Trade Center buildings once stood, some expressing anger, even retaliation.
For lack of a better term, it appears we're at a state of war with an unidentified opponent. And certainly, whatever acts they perpetrate, I believe we are at a state of war, and the rules of engagement are wide open, and whatever we have.
Everyone, again, gazing out at the smoky sky, an overwhelming sense of sadness and confusion here at LaGuardia Airport.
Mike Zirinax is live at LaGuardia Airport. You're listening to live continuing coverage on WCBS New York.
I'm Jeff Kaplan.
I'm Pat Carroll at 4 minutes after 11 on September 11th, a Tuesday morning, and we are reporting the worst terror attack in U.S. history.
The World Trade Center is gone. Both towers collapsed. They were hit by planes earlier this morning near the top. They later collapsed within an hour or so of those plane crashes. Nothing is left of the Twin Towers now. Lower Manhattan at this moment covered in smoke and debris.
Black ash and smoky debris also raining down on Brooklyn coming from the World Trade Center. Another plane has crashed into the Pentagon, and a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania at Somerset County Airport, 70 miles from Pittsburgh.
A car bomb has exploded outside the State Department. It is being evacuated. The White House, the Capitol, the Treasury building, all the other federal offices have been evacuated after terror threats. Outside the White House, you can see security guards with machine guns standing at the ready. President Bush is not there. He is in the air, presumably on his way back to Washington. He boarded Air Force One in Sarasota, Florida, after a few brief words after the two plane crashes at the World Trade Center. He then got aboard the plane, quickly left Florida. The FAA, meantime, has grounded all other aircraft out of major airports nationwide.
All planes in the air are being diverted to Canada. One of the planes that crashed into the Trade Center had been hijacked after takeoff from Boston. Sources say the other may have flown out of Newark. Officials believe the plane that hit the Pentagon had flown out of the New York area. Pittsburgh and Boston airports are evacuated. New York City on full terror alert. And we just learned about something going on at Camp David, that there may have been another plane crashing into Camp David. The presidential retreat in hundreds of burn victims are being treated at St. Vincent's Hospital. Our coverage continues now with CBS 2, David Diaz.
We have a report here that Osama bin Laden, who is often identified as...
It's hard to imagine otherwise, considering extent damage at the side of the building. And I can see just some of the windows, a stretch of the building, perhaps 40 or 50 feet wide.
Like WCBS News Time, 11:07. We obviously have some cross lines here. We're trying to bring you information.
And
Can we bring up David Diaz now?
Let's see.
Center, 7th Avenue, 6th Avenue, 8th Avenue,
David.
And all of the surrounding streets. Almost all of the movement is northbound. People trying to get away from the scene of the explosions, fearing that there are more to come.
You're still seeing debris and soot all around you, David?
Yes, the clouds keep billowing. The soot actually seems to have not reached much further at this point than just about Canal Street. And the wind is blowing mainly towards the east, so I would expect that it's being carried towards not only over the South Street Seaport area, but into downtown Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Heights area, I suspect would be getting a pretty big dose of it as well.
David Diaz, stay close.
Yeah. WCBS News Time, 11:07. We're getting word that American Airlines is going to release some kind of statement at 11:30.